Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Alrighty, let's just pray and I'll share a few thoughts and then we maybe all pray together. So, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless this time in these bizarre days in our nation, that we'll be strong, and even this word that you've given me, I pray it'll be a great encouragement to the people who are logging on now, and this will be a beautiful time of fellowship, even though we're not in the same location. Thank you that we're united in hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be present with everybody who's watching. We pray for a really super special time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, morning all. Well, that happened fast, didn't it? We didn't really expect to be on proper lockdown today. I thought it would be the end of the week. And my plan was, actually, this we were working on yesterday as a leadership team. Well, that's a slightly royal we, because I know Sam Hawthorne and Judith Townsley and Danielle Sweeney, respect to Danielle, put these packs together. And the leadership team are going to go out today and deliver to over 100 people in the Northwest. And I have a list of people. So you're going to get a little knock on your door and something dumped on your doorstep, which looks like this. A precious toilet roll. A hand sanitizer. Gloves. More hand sanitizer. Crisps. The new Flow magazine with Rachel Sylvester on the cover. Book by Gareth Lloyd-Jones. Another precious toilet roll, can you believe it? An Eden pen. Lots of sweets. And a word for today. And tragically, we haven't been able to go out and do that because everything's changed overnight. But we are going to start meeting in those groups. So you'll receive communication, and tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to Zoom together in about a dozen different groups of a dozen people who work for The Message and cheer each other on and share our needs and pray at this crazy time. Yesterday, I helped shut down the MEC, and in that empty building, to be honest, I felt a real sadness, like, what the heck is going on? You know, all the good work that could be happening in this building, this very expensive, very beautiful building that God's given us to bless the poor and reach out into the community, and it's empty. Nothing's happening. And I felt heavy and gutted. Actually, when I came away from work, I had that feeling. And then this morning, I was listening to Tim Tucker's address to the South Africa team yesterday, doing this, basically, what we're doing together. And Tim was talking about Paul. He's talking about Paul and his trials and his light and momentary troubles that achieved for him an eternal glory that outweighed them all. But what came home to me was when Paul wrote most of those beautiful words in the New Testament that are blessing us still today, and I'm working through Ephesians on a Tuesday morning, Paul was boxed in. He was under house arrest. He couldn't leave his house. He was in isolation, and yet he did his greatest work. He had this incredible missionary call to go. He'd been sent to the nations, the missionary to the Gentiles, but he couldn't fulfill it right then. You know, perhaps he felt at far greater measure than I did yesterday. I can't do what God's called me to do. So what did he do? He continued encouraging others. He didn't have a pity party. He stayed connected with the saints. He didn't have social media, but he just wrote his letters and passed them out to the churches. And actually, in that season of house arrest, boxed in, Paul did his greatest work. Wouldn't it be marvellous if we find ourselves in a situation we don't want to be in, but some of the best things happen that have ever happened to The Message? Bring it on. We have the opportunity every day via these Zoom calls to at 9 a.m. to encourage one another, to come together, to stay connected. And some of our best work that happens over this season will be as we connect with others, and we have the gift of social media to be able to do that. Please continue connecting with your brothers and sisters at The Message. Please look out for anyone who's struggling or potentially sick and make sure that that still is priority for you. Please continue with the fast. In one sense, it's getting boring for me, only eating one meal a day. And maybe some of you are doing more hardcore fast than that, but it's vital. I don't believe it's insignificant that we are fasting. I received this, you saw this, off Barnabas, this prayer letter. Wow. I mean, it is about the plague of locusts that's sweeping across East Africa. Sometimes these plagues of locusts are 20 miles wide and they're just devastating the crops. But not just Africa, right across Pakistan, there's terrible plagues of locusts that I've kind of never seen before. But the thing that struck me was my brother out there, Christian farmer in the Sindhi province, who has one basic meal a day, not because he's fasting, but because he's desperate. He can't feed his family. And I just become, you know, so comfortable, so easy. I'm like, ooh, I don't like fasting. This is a season to press in and go all the way. And please, guys, can I encourage you very much to log on Thursday evening. The Greater Manchester Prayer Event is happening. It's about the 17th version of it. We started off at the velodrome, we're going to finish up in Michael and Becky's front room, but we're still going to be praying and the world's still going to be logging on. So please, 7:30 on Thursday, keep at it with that. This whole coronavirus thing started, as I'm sure you know, in Wuhan province in China. China, the great revival land where the church has grown exponentially, virally through house churches, Holy Spirit poured out all across the largest nation on earth. And in a very short period, the virus spread massively and overwhelmed the health service. And so they went into lockdown and things looked very, very dire. Fascinatingly, the church in China prayed and the nation seems, and of course it's early days to make that claim, but seems to have beaten this thing. There were no cases the last few days of coronavirus, certainly according to the Chinese government. And there has been an absolute turn of the tide. And only, I know it's not insignificant, only 3,000 people died out of 1.4 billion. And now there are no cases. I read this amazing prayer that the church in China prayed and asked the world to pray at the height of this epidemic, when it looked like almost all was lost. And they prayed this prayer, and it's quite long, but wow, it spoke to me. They wrote to the churches, wrote to the prayer networks around the world, and asked them to pray. And this is the prayer they prayed. God, full of compassion and mercy, we lay before you, prostrate, and confess our sin. We've sinned against you, our city, our country, our compatriots, and we ourselves are short of your glory. Wuhan and the surrounding cities have been closed, and the spread of the virus has exceeded our capacity. The city surrounded by the shadow of death. We, your covenant people, who've received your grace, cry out to you, Lord, asking you to forgive us for our pride and ignorance. Our neglect has created this global disaster. Today we repent of our sins. Lord, purify our hearts. Save us from this great calamity. Forgive us our sins and transgressions. Save us from disaster. You are the only one who can save us. Help us not to hide ourselves, but may we have strong sense of social responsibility, to serve the elderly and the children. We send special prayers for the protection of those living in poverty in the countryside. We pray for our fellow citizens in the city of Wuhan to prevent the spread of the virus. May they no longer take this situation lightly. We pray, Almighty Lord, for you to send warm weather so that this virus has no hospitable environment in which to live. We pray that you provide protection over the other cities as well. Oh Lord, we remember the healthcare workers in particular. Protect them. They serve the sick. We pray for your mercy, O Lord. Our bodies are weak like dust in the wind. May we come to you with a heart of repentance. Help us to preach your message, remain upright and righteous before you, and lead a clean life with a transformed heart. Only you give peace and hope, merciful God. You're slow to anger and abundant in love. Please remove this plague. Hear the cry of your people and have mercy on the city of Wuhan. In the name of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. What an amazing prayer. When I read it sounded like scripture, don't you think? It sounded like the Bible. It was a different kind of prayer from the way I pray. And it made me think, maybe in this season of isolation, I need to pray like that. Maybe I need to pray a bit more like the believers in Wuhan, who prayed with a focus on repentance and the confession of sin. We often say Jesus' message was, the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, it was, but that wasn't his full message, because his full message as he came out of the desert in the power of the Spirit was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we don't talk enough about repentance. Repentance means changing your mind, going the opposite way. And maybe we need to change our mind and go the opposite way. Maybe we've become so flipping conformed to the pattern of this world, the thinking of this culture. We need to be transformed in this season by the renewing of our mind. Maybe we've become so addicted to materialism and consumerism and entertainment. Even church has become a consumer exercise that's all about, I didn't get much out of church today. You know, God forgive us. It's a time for repentance. Their prayer was focused on others. Did you notice that? It was the elderly, the poor, the healthcare workers, the other cities and villages around them. They were the first prayers they brought for others. Oh, God, help my prayer life to be like that. The thought of this virus ravaging the towns and the slums around the world ought to be unbearable to the people of God. And we need to pray for mercy. And at this time of fasting, I was again this morning reading Isaiah 58. Is this not the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to see the oppressed free and break every yoke, not to share your food with the hungry, provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked, clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. We can have this massive heart for the poor, for the suffering, for the struggling. I believe we touch the heart of God and our healing will quickly come and our light will shine. I don't know whether you got involved on Sunday night and putting a candle in your window at 7 o'clock. It really moved me, actually, walking down our street. Our street, there were 8 candles. But I had faith to believe that this time next year, if we did that same exercise, there'd be 50 candles out of our 68 houses on Warren Avenue. I felt the light is going to shine on the back of it. I got faith. I've had my moments of fear and flapping about this whole situation. But during that time of walking up and down the street, I had faith. So once you've repented and confessed your sins, like the church in Wuhan, and focused on others, the elderly, the poor, the broken, the suffering, you can focus on your needs. And God says, bring your requests. It's not bad to pray that God will protect us, will heal us. Once we worship, repent and pray for others, we're going to pray a different kind of prayer. Pray for your city. Pray for your ministry. Pray for the message that we come out stronger, leaner, meaner, more ready to go, on fire for Jesus as we hit the ground running, whether it's weeks or months, we don't know. But we're going to be a people who are good to go in a few months' time, and we're going to see a harvest the like of which we've never seen. There's a shaking going on. 2020 is a weird year. In so many ways, God's doing stuff, and I want to be part of the action, don't you? If you do, you'll pray with repentance. You'll pray for others first, especially the poor and the broken and the vulnerable, and you'll bring your request to God, and God will do something mighty. You received an email yesterday with the information about what the leadership team are thinking, and pray for us as we meet again tomorrow via Zoom to just see what God's saying. But also, you receive 12 things, 12 ideas to do in isolation. Honestly, read that email and do them all. If you do all those 12 things, I believe you'll be transformed. The message will be transformed. We'll come out of this thing better than ever. Thanks for listening. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite you. I don't know how many. I don't know whether I can read how many. I don't know how to work this Facebook thing, but there's lots of people on. I can't hear your voices, but you can hear mine. And we're all going to pray together. So I'm going to pray now, and then we're all going to pray. Lord, I pray this Tuesday morning. Didn't think I'd be speaking out of my house, but thank you, Lord, that you're with us. And we turn away, Lord, from all our wickedness, from all our sin, from our selfishness, our consumerism, our love of things, our addiction to entertainment. We repent of that, Lord, and we pray you'll transform our hearts and minds. We look to others, Lord, especially the poor and the elderly, the broken. We pray for protection around healthcare workers, and we pray for your best blessing on the needy at this time. Turn it round, Lord, and we bring our request to you with faith, Lord, that you'll protect us and our families. You'll protect this ministry and ministries and churches in this nation, that your light will shine like we've never seen in our lifetime, and we believe it's going to happen, all for your glory. So just for a moment, join with me where you are. Open your mouth, would you? Just pray to God along those lines. Pray anything that God's spoken to you about this morning. Commit yourself to him, whether you're on furlough or not now. Just pray that God will do something during this period of isolation. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our hearts, Jesus. Fill us with your spirit. Equip us for this next season. Change a nation, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth for just a moment more. Praise him. We worship you, Lord. We want to move forward in this season in worship and praise. We don't want to miss it. We want to be part of your action. Thank you, Lord. And as we reflect on those 12 things, getting fit spiritually, equipping our minds and hearts for action, I pray you'll speak to us, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. We also have another podcast called The Flow Podcast, where we share stories and testimonies of the amazing things that God's doing in people's lives. Search for The Flow Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a brand new episode there right now.